Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha, welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. In today's episode, I want to talk about 7 stressful relationship types. And I want to be clear right here in the beginning that the relationships in our lives also include our relationship with ourselves. It's so easy to forget that piece, that we really do have a relationship with ourselves, and that that is very important. And actually, that relationship could be part of our problem with our anxiety and our stress. So let's talk about relationship types today and what we can do. Of course, I want to give you a way to make these things a little bit less stressful, so we'll talk about that too. The quality of our relationships really correlates with how much joy, happiness we have in our lives in general. And so because this relationship also includes our relationship with ourselves, we have to be on the lookout for what we're doing and how we are managing this relationship. Because the opposite side of that coin is that a huge part of our stress and our discontent, our unhappiness, can also be traced to our relationships. So our joy and our stress can all be traced and correlated to our relationships. And again, we want to make sure we include ourselves when we're looking at our relationships. You know, the world is not a perfect place, and it's hard to find someone who has all of their life, their interests, their values and goals all perfectly aligned with yours. That would not even be the world we're looking to be in. But we want to remember that we are imperfect ourselves too. Often it's very easy to point the finger. And if you'll notice, when you point your finger at somebody else and your thumb is up and your pointer finger is out, there are 3 other fingers that are pointing back at you. And that's why I want you to also look at your relationship with yourself and the places that you are contributing to disharmony in some of your other relationships. Sometimes we can find ourselves without a lot of people to depend on. Our lives can feel like there aren't a lot of people around us that we can go to. We can say that we get lonely, right? And maybe this does stem from loneliness, because not always being alone is lonely, right? So we want to look at that. Am I just alone? Am I in a chapter in my life where there are not a lot of people around me that I am depending on? Or am I truly lonely? They can be very, very different. And sometimes when we have that feeling of that we are alone, or we see other people are always with groups, well, not so much these days, but they are often in community more than we are, or family gatherings and the like, and we may feel, quote, lonely. But we want to watch this and see if we are reaching out to be with other people for the right reasons. Often we can turn to people who are definitely not good for us just out of desperation. So that's what we're going to be looking at a little bit today, because a lot of people that I have worked with have expressed that it feels better to do that, to be with other people, even if they are not the right people for you, than it is to be alone. And we want to look at that a little bit. It's not a judgment if you have a friend that really sometimes irks you or drives you crazy and you go out to lunch or to the beach with them. You know, that's no judgment. No, but everybody likes to go and do something fun and different here and there. But if this is becoming a problem in your life, you may be seeing that you have some people in your life who are not really worthy of your company. So let's look at some of the common types that could be, and why we might be better alone than with company that does not really serve us, or we serve them. Have you tried OneSkin for your skincare routine yet? I love the simplicity of these products and the medical-grade ingredients in them, not to mention how easily they fit into my skincare routine. The OS1 Face Moisturizer and OS1 Eye Cream make skin look visibly smoother and clearer and immediately feel softer and more hydrated. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and several studies back it up. So if you're tired of cycling through ineffective skincare trends and overcomplicated routines, then I'm so excited to share with you OneSkin, just simple, scientifically validated solutions. OneSkin is the world's first longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ACP at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code ACP. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. The first one I have written down for you here is people who take away and from your time and energy, they drain your time and energy. And you could even be doing this to yourself. You could be draining your own energy. So when we talk about these things, keep that in mind, your own relationship with yourself too. The wrong company can really waste your time. They can zap your energy with unimportant things. And it's not unimportant things if you are just talking about the weather, even with someone that you just feel awesome being around. That's different. They're someone who is draining your energy, and there is no reason that you have to cope with that kind of relationship. Sometimes we have to cope with relationships that are draining, such as in work environments, right? You may find that these kinds of relationships, they undermine what you do. And in trying your best to make them understand what you are passionate about or interested in or what you're working on, you end up exhausting yourself with very little results, with very little input from them, because they are not interested in what you are doing, or maybe they're not as interested in you as you are in them. They don't even have the intention or the ability to cheer you on. And maybe they are not really showing you the kind of respect in a relationship that you deserve. And being around these kind of people really just wastes your time and drains your energy. The next one I have is the kind of people that discourage you. This is another place that you want to watch out for. These are people who, they pay attention to what you do and what you say, but they may brush off your ambitions as ridiculous or lame, or can get downright ugly and say they're stupid, or what the heck are you doing that for? This can really feel discouraging. This can feel like somebody threw a wet blanket on us. And so we want to watch out for this. And you also want to watch out if you're doing this to yourself. Do you downplay the spark of inspiration that you got? Do you throw a wet blanket on your own inspiration and your new ambition? So pay attention. When you see, you know, when you have a fire in your eyes, or when the other people see it, and are there people in your lives that want to put that out, that want to snuff it out? They may say things that make you second guess yourself, that make you unsure of who you are and why you would want to try to attempt such a goal in the first place. And they may make you question yourself to the point that you stop trying. This is very, very discouraging kind of relationship to be in. So number three, Are there people in your lives? Do you have relationships with people who try to change you? Now, this can be something we need to pay attention to on either side of the equation. It's something that we can all fall into. We can all fall into trying to change someone, and we can all fall into feeling like other people are trying to change us. And if that is feeling stressful to you, if that is feeling like it has gone over the boundary of what you can, you know, just say, oh, that's just somebody trying to give me a little advice. If it feels like they are being pushy and it is feeling discouraging to you, you want to pay attention to this. Let yourself be in relationships where you can be you. If you can't be you and people around you in a particular relationship are trying to change you, perhaps they want to make you more compatible with them, right? They may want you to like what they like and value what they value. And that's okay. We like to be with people that we can share our values with, but we can also see that other people have different values and we can still get along. We can still have the conversation and respect each other. You just don't want to be with people who are disregarding your own likes and values. These are people who will likely not care much about you unless you are beneficial to their cause, and that they would probably walk away if you didn't bend to their demands. See if there is anyone in your life like that. It is an extremely difficult relationship to carry. Another one is people that can stress you out. Sometimes there's just stress involved when you're with a particular person. Some people, they won't really disregard you, but they rather take from you, right? They want too much from you. They want too much of your time, perhaps. Maybe they want too much of your attention or too much money. Maybe they are people who are begging from you. Maybe you go out of your way all of the time, perhaps, to do one thing or another for them, that you are out there helping all the time. And this seldom happens the other way around. They seldom give back to you and know too well how to start a drama when it's their turn to return the favor. You will know this if you are in a relationship where you are always giving, and it probably started out really well, but then over time, nothing came back to you when you were in need, perhaps. Pay attention. This is very, very stressful. You could be in a relationship with someone who is simply not trustworthy. Sometimes the wrong company may stick around you. Depending on how big your social circle is and how many new people you're meeting, you may have bumped into somebody that looked like a good idea to be in a friendship with, and then you find out that they are not trustworthy. And they may even feel like they are being supportive when they are with you, but secretly they may be trying to pull you down. And this could come in the form of people who tell lies or people who gossip, and it can become serious and very painful in the long run if this goes too far and this hurts you. And it could hurt you when you least expect it. So see, check in with your gut. You know these things internally when someone is not trustworthy. They may not be doing it blatantly to harm you, but they may be just not quite trustworthy with the level of information you are sharing with them. So, you know, reassess that kind of a relationship. Another one is being in relationship with someone who hurts your feelings. Somebody who is, rather than being courteous or warm and welcoming, you may feel like you are with somebody that you have to tiptoe around. We call this walking on eggshells, right? Because they lash out. You may find yourself always being cautious of what you do or say in order to avoid receiving mockery, drama, or even nasty insults, right? When you hang around people like this, everything feels generally unpredictable, or like you're always waiting for the other shoe to drop, and you have an uneasy gut feeling. Pay attention to that. Even when you successfully stay off of the landmines that you're trying to avoid with them, they can be jealous of you after you have maybe shared life successes or joys that you have had in your life, and they leave you feeling like you did something wrong. This is really heavy. It's painful, but along with the pain, it carries a lot of stress. And so reassess this kind of relationship and see if there is a stronger boundary that you can put up so that you are not having to be so on guard, so waiting for the shoe to drop, or walking on eggshells all the time. And the final one that I have for you is being in relationship with people that don't support you. When you are around people who don't support you, it just feels lousy. You miss all the great things that you could have had with being with people who could have supported you, because we only have so much time for relationships. And when we are giving it to people who disregard us or don't support us, you are missing an opportunity to spend that same time with other people who might be there for you. The right kind of people would have supported you and even pushed you to do more and to be more. But since you are distracted by or attached to the wrong kind of people, you could be missing out on that kind of great support. So rather than being pushed forward or propelled, you find yourself dragging a bunch of heavy baggage. Don't do that to yourself. Give yourself a break by looking closely. When you get those gut intuitions, pay attention to the relationships that you are in. It can be hard to be on our own and to not have a big social circle or a lot of support, but it can feel even lonelier at times to be in relationship with people who are not good for us, and only we can decide that. And it can be so much better to give yourself a break, have your own company, live your own dreams, and find people, because then you will have the resources to find the people who can support you, who can be there for you and cheer you on. It's great to be able to reassess our relationships and find places to put our time and energy, find the right people that we want to open up to. And so if that means spending a little bit of time on your own, a lot of people had to do that during this whole COVID-19 era anyway. And so if you use that time wisely, you can begin to branch out with more energy and a clearer sense of the kind of people that you want to be around. I hope this show has been helpful for you. I certainly enjoyed being here with you today. And now for today's quote. Getting stress out of your life takes more than prayer alone. You must take action to make changes and stop doing whatever is causing the stress. You can learn to calm down in the way you handle things. And that's from Joyce Meyer. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.